gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Another town that I go walking through with the
rain in my shoes,
searching for you in the cold Kentucky
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kaffin. New information ahead of a detention hearing in Florida for the man accused in the apparent assassination attempt on former President Trump. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez on the criminal complaint.
It alleges that Routh arrived here in South Florida from North Carolina on August the 14th, and that on multiple days and times from August 18th to September 15th, when the incident happened, that his cell phone accessed towers that were near the golf course and also near Mar-a-Lago.
The Justice Department alleged the suspect left a note indicating he planned to carry out the assassination that surfaced after his arrest. The state of California is suing ExxonMobil. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The suit says the company, quote, engaged in a decades-long aggressive campaign of deception that both caused and worsened the world's plastics pollution problem. The suit says ExxonMobil used misleading public statements and slick marketing as it promised that the plastic waste it produces would be recycled.
Exxon says in response that California has done nothing to advance recycling. Officials in Birmingham, Alabama are asking for the public's help in the investigation into the weekend mass shooting outside a night spot that left four dead. Mayor Randall Woodfin says there's a $100,000 reward that's being posted now.
I want to make myself very clear on what the priority is. It is to hunt down, capture, arrest, and convict the people who are responsible for this mass shooting.
Violent crime in the U.S. dropped again in 2023, according to new FBI statistics, showing a downward trend after the pandemic crime spike. Crime down 3% in 2023 from the year before. Murders dropped by nearly 12%. Israel steps up its air attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Israeli missiles slam into southern Lebanon. The early morning silence shattered as Israel targets Hezbollah weapons hidden, it says, sometimes inside residential buildings.
Well, pro soccer champs get some top-level recognition.
While the White House welcomes champion sports teams all the time, it's the first for the NWSL.
For the first time in National Women's Soccer League history, welcome to the White House of the 2023 championships. The Gotham FC.
He acknowledged the league's record attendance this year.
I think it's fair to say everyone watches women's sports.
Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 10 points. The S&P is up 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update.
It's a dishonorable discharge for the Racine runaway soldier. Travis King was sentenced Friday after pleading guilty to 5 charges, including desertion. Despite a 1-year sentence, he'll return home immediately due to time served. Racine's 14th aldermanic district is seeking a new common council member. Applications are due by October 4th. The vacancy is due to Alicia Jarrett's resignation. A beach hazard statement is in effect along the Lake Michigan shoreline. Authorities advise avoiding the water and staying away from piers and breakwalls due to high waves and strong currents. Ralph Malicki, the former owner of Piggly Wiggly in Mount Pleasant, has announced his candidacy for Racine County Executive. He joins 3 other candidates in the race to fill the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing in June. And Racine will receive over $600,000 in state grant funding for its lift bridges. The funds will be split between the Main Street and State Street bridges, covering costs like operator salaries and general maintenance. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Maybe a change of scenery can be good for some guys. And I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it, I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is, I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, 3 games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A crisp, cool, and refreshing day today under mostly sunny skies. Highs will only reach the upper 60s. A few clouds filter in tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a shot of a few scattered showers. Some of those may linger into tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
And it's time now for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. Yes, on WRJN. To learn how your business can sponsor one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, just give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. You could be one of the 4 category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's and
The Rest of the Story. It was a college production of a play called Bird in Hand. One member of the cast was destined for worldwide recognition. Handsome young man. Irish. And he could cry on cue, a most difficult thing for a man actor to do. In Bird in Hand, for example, he played the part of an elderly innkeeper, and in one particularly poignant scene, the innkeeper expresses his private anguish in soliloquy, in tears. So if the scene is to be effective, the tears must be unrestrained and they must be genuine. And the young actor could do it. He could cry eyefuls of real tears on stage. His theatrical craftsmanship, as his love for the theater, seemed boundless. While still in college, he starred in a drama entitled The Trysting Place. He also directed the play and he also had written the play. His drama coach and mentor, Dr. Albert Upton, was much impressed by his promising protege. There were only 2 conceivable objectives for such a talent, said Dr. Upton, either Hollywood or Broadway. After college, however, the young actor joined the cast of a small community theater in California, and it was there that he met a lovely young actress. Her ancestors also were Irish. She had already appeared in several Hollywood movies, including The Great Ziegfeld, Small Town Girl. The world would one day know her name as well, but let's not race on ahead here. The little theater was producing a play by Alexander Wolcott called The Dark Tower. The handsome young actor chose the part of Barry Jones. The pretty young motion picture actress took the role of Daphne Martin. And it was during rehearsals for this production that the girl first realized a quirk. For some unknown reason, she could not sing on stage. In one scene, for example, the Barry Jones character was sitting at a piano playing the opening bars of Stormy Weather, and the Daphne Martin character is supposed to start humming the familiar song, finally actually singing the words. And you know, the young actress could and did hum along, and yet no matter how hard she tried, she simply could not sing the lyrics. It was a mental block of some sort, an idiosyncrasy. Even during the performance, she could only speak the words in the song. Well, this amused the actor playing Barry Jones. In fact, he found the young lady's frustration rather attractive. The first time he asked her for a date, she turned him down. The second time, she laughed. The young man's response was, "Don't laugh. Someday I'm going to marry you." And the girl laughed again. 2 years later, June 21 of 1940, they were married. And you know them both. I can't think of anyone who does not. By the way, did I mention that the young lady abandoned show business? And the young man, he went into politics all the way. There's nothing more to the story, really. Just thought you'd like to know how the celebrated couple met. The playhouse romance of the lovely Hollywood actress who couldn't bring herself to sing on stage, and the handsome young playwright, director, actor who so loved the theater and whose talent was such that he could cry real tears on cue. You know him as the person you've thought so stoic, Richard Nixon. And you know her as his late lovely beloved, Pat. And now you know the rest of the story.
And that is Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJ. And you can hear the rest of the story on Don Rosen's show tomorrow at 7:25. And then again here at 12:05, twice a day right here on WRJ. And a never the same story either. Stones.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. Oh,
and the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Park to Sturtevant, local news and timeless hits.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Yeah, Cindy, you're still playing those songs, those summer songs. That's because we don't have too many fall, autumn songs. And then I was reminded of The Happenings from 1966. See you in September. So rest assured, I've got that coming up this hour. Also, the WRJN Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues all week, Monday through Friday. We listen for the statewide key work weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4. Then text the word back through the Civic Media app. You could win the green, $100 cash, or the gold, 14-karat gold chain. And those who win that will qualify for the grand prize, a chance to see the green and gold from the comfort and warmth of inside club seating in Green Bay this December. So download the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us and go for the green or gold all next week, including just after one here on WRJN.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
The Drifters, up on the roof. Get off of that roof. You're going to ruin the roof tiles. Come on. Here's Neil Diamond on WRJN.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong. That's what I thought. That died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. The solitary man, solitary man. I've had a tequila being time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
happenings on WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. That is so timeless. 1966 that came on. Of course, one of those songs that when I was a kid, I used to hear that a lot at the beginning of the summer. And then at the end of summer, was no September songs up until Neil Diamond's September More. Well, we really need, I gotta check around and see if I can find a whole bunch of fall songs. I don't believe there's any from Sly and the Family Stone. They're my go-to summer songs. We're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine runaway soldier is returning home. Travis King, the former Racine soldier who crossed into North Korea in 2023, has pleaded guilty to five charges, including desertion and disobeying officers. There was a court-martial at Fort Bliss late last week where the sentence was handed down. King was given 1 year of confinement. However, he'll be able to return home immediately due to time served. Those in Racine's 14th Aldermanic District have an opportunity. The city is looking for a new member of the Common Council to serve that area. Applications for the vacant seat are due by October 4th, with the person picked to be appointed at the October 15th council meeting. The role is open due to the resignation of Alicia Jarrett. The Great Lake is looking angry. A beach hazard statement remains in effect for Racine and Kenosha counties until this afternoon. That warns of dangerous swimming conditions in Lake Michigan with waves up to 6 feet high and dangerous currents. Authorities are urging people to avoid entering the water and to stay away from piers and breakwalls. And some new freebies are available to people in Racine and Kenosha counties. Carthage College has announced free admission to home athletic events for all of those residents. A statement says they're trying to introduce more people to their NCAA D3 program. The offer includes free admission to all Firebirds games, matches, and meets for all 28 varsity sports. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A crisp, cool, and refreshing day today under mostly sunny skies. Highs will only reach the upper 60s. A few clouds filter in tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a shot of a few scattered showers. Some of those may linger into tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
We'll be right back.
night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadow of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadow of love. It's time for best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today and it might come tomorrow. When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't high.
staircase. I love you more today than yesterday. I say that all the time to my husband, to cheesecake, to hamburgers, to occasional ribeye steak. I just feeling the love here. WRJN, go for the green and gold text. Got it coming up just after 1 o'clock, right out of the news and weather. And when you hear the word, then you text it to win. Now, next hour, let's see, what are we giving away next hour? Oh, it looks like more cash. Okay, $100 cash. Somebody's going to win it next hour, and after. Let's see. What time is Kurt doing it? Oh, Kurt's doing it at 4. Then you have a chance to win 14 karat gold after 4 with Kurt Vollman. So you know what? It's a great contest, and I hope you've downloaded our Civic Media app. And if you haven't, do it so that you're ready to go at 1 right here on WRJN.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
Timeless Hits. It's all right here on WRJN. Tommy James and Sean Dells. I think we're alone now. And we've got CBS National News coming up in the next few minutes. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and sports and weather. And, of course, our text to win. Go for the gold or green. That's all just minutes away on WRJN. Right now, the Spencer Davis Group.
the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music.
And timeless hits just like that on WRJN. Sweet soul music. That's Arthur Conley. You know, if you're heading out to the lake this afternoon, now that we've got this beautiful, gorgeous day, hazardous waves alert, high riptide alert, 68 degrees right now in Racine.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Sam.